I died 7 years ago on a cold Christmas Eve night like tonight. Ebenezer Scrooge couldn't be bothered to rush to my bedside, for he was too busy at the counting house doing business. Scrooge was kind enough to sign the burial register. Why not? Once we were business partners, Marley and Scrooge, now all the business was his. Tonight, I appear as old Marley's ghost. I know where to find that old miser, home alone, locked in his chambers, with a single burning candle and a little fire, wearing his dressing gown and slippers, sipping soup. I, Marley, have been condemned to wander the earth as a ghost. Tonight, I am to meet my former and miserly business partner to give him fair warning of three ghosts, spirits of Christmas past, present, and future, who will visit him and offer him a chance to change his ways on Christmas.
Let the spirits come. Let them be quick, so I can be left alone.
I am the first spirit assigned to visit Ebenezer Scrooge. I will appear to him with a beam of shining on his past. When the clock strikes 12, I will appear and introduce myself. I will take him by the hand and take him to the place he has long since buried inside him. We will take a tour of his past early childhood through his youth, adult years, to help him realize that his interests have turned from people to money. He will be reunited with his sister Fran, who loved him and died, giving birth to Scrooge's nephew Fred, whose invitations to dine on Christmas are always met with "Bah, humbug." We will travel ahead in time to Fezziwigs, who treated his family and employees to a wonderful Christmas celebration. Of course, it is there Ebenezer met his first and only first love, Belle. Ebenezer loved money more.
Spirit, leave me. Take me back to where I belong, but me no longer.
I am the second spirit to visit Scrooge. I am his opposite. I am jovial and love to spread Christmas cheer. My assignment is to escort Scrooge through various celebrations in the current time, showing Scrooge how those in his life are enjoying Christmas without him. Scrooge has never seen the likes of me. It is Christmas Day. People are celebrating. Bob Cratchit, Scrooge's loyal, overworked, and underpaid clerk, is celebrating Christmas with his family. He is a kind and loving man, husband and father with a large family. He has a crippled son, Tiny Tim, who needs treatment in order to survive, but his salary is so meager he cannot afford it. Bob bears no ill will towards his benefactor and even offers a toast to him. After learning from the spirit that Tiny Tim will die if the future does not change, Scrooge desires to prevent this tale from happening.
Remove me. I can't bear it.
I am the spirit of Christmas yet to come. I am the third and final spirit to visit Scrooge. I am the spirit Scrooge fears the most. I am cloaked in a hooded black robe reminiscent of the Grim Reaper, and I do not speak. I only show my hand and point Scrooge to things he is to take notice of. I will take Scrooge to a time when he no longer will be alive. He has died alone in his death. His contemporaries talk of his stinginess and nary a tear for two graves, Tiny Tim and his. What do you have to say for yourself now, Ebenezer Scrooge?
Amuse me, Spirit. May I yet change the shadows you have shown me by an altered life. Take me back to my room. Where am I going? What is happening to me? It's my bed. My bedclothes are still here. The four posts of my bed have not been sold and pawned. I wonder what day it is. Ah, the spirits. I'm as light as a feather. Happy as an angel. Merry as a schoolboy. And giddy as a drunken. The spirit of Christmas strives within me. I will live the past, the present, and the future yet to come. Ah. Old Barley, I pray on my knees and I thank you that you have come to me and you have shown me the way this Christmas time. I wonder what day it is. I hear bells. Oh, look. I'm tired. I must be home. There's the door which Marley came through. There's the corner where the spirit of Christmas presents sat. Here's my bowl of soup, my lighted candle, and the window where the spirits wandered out of when Marley came to visit with me. Let me see what the day is. Oh, what a clear, crisp, glorious, sunny day. Hey, boy, what day is it? What day is it? Christmas Day? The spirits have done it all in one night? Oh, the spirits can do anything they want to do. Oh, boy, can you do me a favor? Yes, I will give you a shilling. You go to the Poulter's, one street down at the corner, and have him come with the fattest prize turkey. Not the little one, the fattest prize turkey. And if you get here in 5 minutes, I will give you a half crown. What am I to do this day? I have never celebrated Christmas before. I know, I will go to church and sing carol. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. I remember that from my childhood. And I will go and dine at my nephew Fred's house and meet his beautiful, wonderful wife for the first time. Yes, I have turned down all his invitations to dine on Christmas by saying to him, "Bah, humbug." And there's another thing I'm going to do this day. I resolve that I am going to double Bob Cratchit's salary. And his son will get the treatment he needs. He will not die. He will live. I will see to it. I will be another father to him. And I will celebrate Christmas until I die.
said to Tiny Tim, who did not die, he was a second father. He became a good friend, as good a master, and as good a man as the good old city knew, or any other good old city, town, or borough, in the good old world.